and Willoughby.
We're listening to the second movement of Concerto for Violin and Orchestra No. 1 by the great 20th century Czech composer Bohuslav Martinů, performed by the Czech Philharmonic, featuring this man, violinist Josef Suk.
I love the music of Bohuslav Martinů because not only that he was a pupil of my grandfather Josef Suk, but he is a great composer, and I hope his music will be more and more appreciated in the world.
Martinu's reputation will no doubt be enhanced by a major international project entitled Martinu Revisited, which was officially launched in Prague on Thursday night and will run for exactly 2 years until December 12, 2010. Marking 5 decades since the composer's death in 1959, it features scores of events, both in the Czech Republic and further afield.
First of all, I would say, why is it called Martin Revisited?
Aleš Březina, a noted composer in his own right, is from the Martinů Institute and is the man behind what's really a huge project.
The name is in English. We hadn't looked for a Czech equivalent to it because Martinů is not only a Czech composer, but he is an international composer, born and educated in Czech Republic or Czechoslovakia, but who lived for a long part of his life in France before the Second World War, and then in the United States. He became American citizen at the beginning of 1950s, and he spent the last years of his life in Italy, France, and Switzerland when he died.
The 2009 Prague Spring Music Festival will be dedicated to Martinů, while the national theatres in Prague and Brno will also stage new productions of his work. The National Museum, meanwhile, will dedicate a special exhibition to him. But it isn't just a Czech project. Many of the world's leading orchestras and venues are also taking part in Martinů Revisited, says Aleš Březina.
We tried to get in touch with concert organizers all over the world, but especially in the countries where Martinů lived, because we thought it might be good to renew his reputation in these countries. I would mention, for example, that at the end of 1940s, Martinů was definitely the most performed living contemporary composer in the United States. So it was every week a performance of one of the major work by Martinů by all the major orchestras in the United States.
Zuzana Ružičková is a legend of Czech classical music. Now aged 81, she was for many decades considered one of Europe's leading harpsichordists. Like Josef Suk, a patron of the project, she outlines her own relationship to the music of Bohuslav Martinů.
Martinů actually influenced quite a lot my whole life. First of all, I, with the arrogance of youth, thought when I was a pianist that contemporary music is nothing for me. The first time I played Bohuslav Martinů, I fell in love with him, and then tried to find other contemporary music and was really very keen on it, so that I also found a wonderful Czech composer, Viktor Kalabis, who then became my husband. I wanted to graduate with Bohuslav Martinu's Sinfonietta Giocosa. At the time I was playing the piano. But I was warned by the dean of the faculty that in that case I wouldn't graduate at all. Martinů was thought a renegade, and you know the whole story. And then I played very much the concerto, and of course the solo pieces, and I played them until I stopped to play when I was 80 last year. So I really was in love with Martinu, and I had also several letters from him discussing with him the interpretation of the Sinfonietta Giocosa, which I also gave to the foundation.
And 5 decades after his death, do you think that he is sufficiently well known internationally?
I think it's getting better and better. When I started to play his harpsichord concerto, almost nobody knew about him. Everybody thought I was talking about Frank Martin. Nowadays, the name is very known, and the music gets to be known more and more, and I think the Institute and this Martinu Revisited project does very much for making him known more and more.
A few moments ago, Zuzana Ružičková said Martinu had been regarded as a renegade in Czechoslovakia. Aleš Březina explains why, and also considers his reputation today.
I should start with the situation in the 1950s. When Martinu died, he was almost a sort of giant of the past, because at that time, in 1959, there was a politically complicated situation. It was the Cold War, so Martinu was being regarded in the Western part of the world as someone coming from now communist part of the world, and on the other side, in the communist part of the world, he was regarded as renegade and traitor because he was American citizen and he lived in the Western Europe.
Following the death of Martinu, his renown faded, partly due to developments in modern classical music. The fact his oeuvre was so unusually varied perhaps didn't help either.
He was partly forgotten, or he was remembered by only few works, and these works were different in the Western part of the world and different in the, let's say, communist part of the world, so that here in Czechoslovakia, for example, he was regarded as someone who used folk music to compose his symphonic pieces and his operas. In the Western part of the world, he was regarded as someone who composed a lot of spiritual or even religious pieces, such as the Greek Passion or the Mount of Three Lights. And it is only now, 50 years after he died, that these both views are coming to, let's say, more largely view or more more proper view on his vast output of more than 400 pieces. And now different countries are discovering the parts of his output they never knew or they forgot in the last 50 years. So it's something that we would love to say in, let's say, 2011, that now Martinu is not only more known but also better known in all his variety.